people's head
off. Well, that's what he's saying. Okay. He's like, that makes no sense. But I'm saying it's super easy, you know, to just throw in these another line item, right? And we just think we have to pay it.
Welcome to the Business and Pleasure of Flowers. We're your hosts, Fonda LaFever
and Lori Wilson. And we believe that business and fun are a perfect combination. Kind of like us, Fonda.
Lori, yesterday afternoon, I did my monthly duty of going through the credit card statement for FlowerClick and expensing everything out. So my question is, do you do that every month for yourself?
Fonda, I think you know the answer to that.
Okay. Well, I kind of thought maybe I did, but I thought
you know my husband because you are my work husband. And you are the same temperament as him. Here's the thing. And then we will get into the important part. I will tell you, there was a time in our marriage years ago when my kids were younger and I wasn't working. I was working. I was a stay-at-home mom. You know,
right.
That's when I'm
here. A lot of work.
It was mm-hmm. Sunday school and I was super busy, but I decided it would be a good idea for me to take over the bills.
Okay.
My husband was like, first of all, he's like, why? And I was like, let me do this for you. Let me take this burden from you, which, you know, Mark, he's controlling, but
he's the money man.
He's a spreadsheet guy, the money guy. And anyway, he's like, okay, all right. And I was like, I can do this. So it lasted, I want to say maybe 2 months, two rounds. I think things got late. This is back when we didn't have electronic checking too. Like, it just didn't work out. I forgot. I didn't realize, dude, it just was not my wheelhouse. And so I just,
it's not a surprise.
Was right, right. And the thing is, I just didn't like it. That's the thing. And he also didn't like to relinquish the control. So he was dying to get it back.
It was a win-win that he took it back.
And he was happy that I failed. And I was happy to give it back. So it was a win-win for both of us.
You know what? You said something that is so true. And that's why I think a lot of shop owners or people with their personal finances have problems. It's not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And you knew that. So it was not like, oh man, I failed. Nah, he wanted it back. It worked out well. I know you well enough to say, it wasn't in your wheelhouse, but if you had to do it, you would make sure it got done.
Before I got married, I balanced my checkbook. I paid my bills. I did all my stuff, but he has just always done it. I think it's kind of his security. He's a finance guy. I mean, you know, he's an engineer, he's a finance guy, and I've always trusted him. I don't know if that's right or not, but I know it's fine. And there's a security in that for me, and I don't worry about it.
Right. Well, a lot of times when you're in a position of owning a business, like many of our shop owners, you don't have that privilege to have maybe a bookkeeper, or maybe you do have a bookkeeper, maybe you don't, but one way or another, you are the one who's responsible for every single dollar that goes through your shop.
Yes.
Which can be a real challenge. When I was going through things yesterday, what I realized is there are recurring charges that sometimes you don't even question. You're like, oh, here's a $10 one for Mid Journey. What is Mid Journey? Right. You know, here's a $7.99 one for Clipping Magic.
Yeah.
Is anybody still
Ellie's?
I'm sure they are. And there's some that I'm sure can't.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
The question is, you know, you sign up for some of these things.
Yeah.
And are they still using them? And I think that's the same in a flower shop, right? It's like, these things keep going on and then we don't question them. It's like, because we see them there every month.
Yeah. Yeah. There's TikToks on this where they're like, what the heck is that $2.99 charge everybody gets from Apple? What is that? Like, you know, and I think I asked you a long time ago about it. You're like, yeah, I think it's for storage. And like, how come we all get it? How do you turn it off? How do you we just
exactly.
It disappears.
It's just there and you just pay it every month.
Like, I don't know how to do it. You just pay it. I don't know.
I was thinking of that yesterday after you said that. And I'm like, you know, and everybody's like, oh, it's only that. But you have to look at it as, okay, maybe I better dig into this, because if it takes me 1 hour to solve that $2.99 and I don't need it, that's $36 I would have paid myself for that hour.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes it's worth digging in because there is a financial gain for that, mm-hmm. for doing it instead of like, ah, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of on the same thing. So I have always subscribed to Audible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, I love to read. But the problem is I'm not great at listening to books. I've talked to you about this. Some people can listen to podcasts and things while they're working, listen to books. My brain doesn't do that. I have to completely focus when I'm doing things. I can't do two things at one time. And so a couple months ago, I was just looking through my email and I'll get a notification like your new month. And I thought, you know, let me look in here. And I have like 6 credits, 7 credits. And I'm like, I will never use these. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to catch up. I'm never going to get 7 books on tape. If I traveled back and forth, like commuted to work, maybe.
Sure. That would make sense.
You know, so I canceled the subscription because it was, it's 15, 6, I don't know what it was, but I'm like, I don't use it, but I had kind of forgotten, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
I kept thinking, oh, I will use it until that number kept getting so high. I'm like, I'm not going to use this. I'm a physical book reader. I'm mm-hmm. processed by mm-hmm. reading, sitting there, maybe reading that sentence again, underlined, like I'm so.
I think that's what we're talking about today is just really being mindful of every one of those $2.99, $14.99, $10. I mean, things that are coming through. And if you have a bookkeeper in your office, they're going to constantly see them. I'd probably never even question it.
Yeah.
They don't know. So you, as a business owner, to have that, maybe it's every other month, take a look at those recurring charges and see if they really do make sense. I mean, like, we, of course, have Buzzsprout, which is for our podcast, and that's so much per month, and Squadcast. And I watch those to make sure nothing goes up or down, right? See if there's any changes on there. But I think especially with technology subscriptions, with people are subscribing to AI. And I've known people who like, oh, well, let's try this one. And now they have 3 of them they're paying for, and they're probably only using one that they found out. Take a look at those and go, okay, I don't need this one now. And I don't need this one now. And I could be saving, you know, $40 a month.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I going back to bookkeepers, it's interesting to me, some of our FlowerClick members that have bookkeepers, they protect those women at all costs.
Oh, sure.
Like, mm-hmm. like a really good bookkeeper that has been there since day one, those people know what's up. They run the business. And the FlowerClick member emailed me going, hey, can you send an itemized receipt for this? My bookkeeper's needing it. Like you got a mm-hmm. good bookkeeper. Like mm-hmm. they're few and far between, but you can tell like these people know what they're doing. You got a good bookkeeper.
And you and I have had those conversations with potential FlowerClick members who are there like, I need to bring my bookkeeper into this conversation.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I get
I'm going to be successful. because yes, worthy. But and usually they come in and they're a little skeptical, like, what is this? What are we paying for? I'm like, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then we've also had people with really bad bookkeeping.
Yes. I mean,
we've had some great stories. So those are few and far between. I just remember a couple. I mean, those are credit card statements, but what about like the wire service statements? Mm-hmm. I was even thinking, I don't know how billing is on like wholesale flower statements. Do they need to check those kind of receipts or is that a different?
Okay, so I think when flowers are coming in, let's do that one first. When an invoice comes in for flowers, typically the employees should be checking those off when they come in, right? I have 25 of this carnation, I have 50 roses, and just double checking everything that comes in. That's just, I think, common that people are doing that, Lori. I think employees or flower processors, that they'll take care of that. The one that they don't do is the other one you mentioned, is the wire service statement. It is so complicated.
Yeah.
For most of those that shops just like look at them and don't know what to think. And even bookkeepers don't know the breakdown of that. So I've talked to many bookkeepers who are like, okay, so this goes here and this goes here because some of it's a credit and others of a debit. And then you have to break out, okay, if I'm buying flowers from the vendor, I have to put that in the flower category for P&L. If I'm getting containers from my wire service company, I need to break that out and it needs to go to cost of goods sold as well. So it gets confusing. It really does. And that's one thing that I do quite often is take a look at them and go, okay, you probably don't need this and you might consider this, you know. So, and a lot of times it's just explaining to them what these fees are for.
Right.
But as we're talking, you know, there's some fees that can be taken off of there that you're not even aware of.
Yeah. It's like hotels do that too sometimes.
They do, Lori. And they're like, oh, that tax is because of the city and this is because of the county. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know. My husband has argued some of those and they've removed them.
Oh, really? I didn't know you could even get
there's been a couple ones. I don't know about the taxes, but there's been a couple of charges before on our thing that he's like, no, and they've removed it. I can't remember where we were. It might have even been in Hawaii, but he was like, that makes no sense. This is not justifiable. And it wasn't even that much money. It was more the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, I don't know, $30 of something. But he was like, that's ridiculous.
But all of those add up.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's like, that made no sense. But I'm saying it's super easy, you know, to just throw in these another line item, right? And we just think we have to pay it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's happening, like you're saying, on credit cards. It's happening on the wire service statements. I mean, there's some of those things that, are, like you're saying, that Mark's doing, are a little negotiable.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
And you're just thinking about your bottom line, and that's what you have to think about.
Well, because when you look at that and think about for the full calendar year, all of that adds up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Those $3 is $36 a year. And we're like, but you know, if you have two or three of those, get three of them, you're over $100, you know, better stay in your pocket than somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So there's one thing that I find is very helpful, especially on credit cards, because when I was the shop owner and we did put things on a credit card, and then at the end of the month, and you have to categorize those and put them in the right category. So, you know, oh, these were for cost of goods sold. This is when I was feeding my staff, you know.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, you know, this is for staff. So what we did, and I think many shops will do this, is they have different credit cards for different things. Like we had a fuel credit card. So it was just for fuel and any expenses for vehicles. So this was specifically went to the driver. He took it and got gas. And then anything that was about vehicles was on that card.
Okay.
Easy now. Then I just put that on my P&L. I put it in the category and it's easy. Other one is for travel. If you're traveling, like you're saying with Mark, whether I'm going to a hotel, whether I'm doing my flights, everything could be on the same credit card so that you have that categorized together. Again, merchandise, anything for cost of goods sold. These are all for my containers. Oh, these are for my fresh flowers. And you can have one credit card company. Like I have American Express, but I have four different cards. One I use for, one I use for recurring charges. So that's like our mail or light and things that are coming through every month. And then we have one that we use for travel. Mm-hmm. And so it really does help when you're breaking things down that you know which category when that bill comes through. Oh, these are all travel. Oh, these would be
categories
for recurring.
Wow, this is really smart.
It helps, and I know that other shops will probably be doing this, but it does help make it easier at that end of the month when you're trying to break down that whole statement of what the heck is going on.
Yeah. Why do you choose like American Express over Visa?
We did some research to figure out what it was we were going to do. We also have a Visa card because some places do not take American Express.
Right.
So you have to have a MasterCard or a Visa for back purposes. But I think it was more the perks that we got, points that you could use.
Yeah. Well, and that was what I was going to bring up. Make sure you're researching and get something that's going to give you a little something back,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. as well. When we had Shop Talk this week, there was, that just reminded me, somebody said in the afternoon one that their shop just stopped taking American Express. Mm-hmm. And that because why did they do it? Because the percentages went up or something?
Yeah, the fee for the percentage for American Express went up.
Yeah.
And it always has been more, you know, that it takes more, but evidently it must have gone up again. So I'm not sure.
No.
Everybody has to make those decisions of what makes the most sense for them. And the other thing is watch when you're paying your bills. Like if you pay your flower bill with a credit card, because some people will do that. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're not paying that convenience fee.
Yeah.
Because you're better off to just write a check if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because that convenience fee, if you look at that, it's not giving you the
convenience. You're paying for that.
You're paying for it, but it also, it doesn't outweigh what perks you're getting on your credit card 90% of the time. I mean, if you do the points guy, you know, look at him online.
Exactly.
He'll tell you, him. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like 0.7 cents that you're getting on some of those points. And so, yeah, it's not worth it. If they'll let you do it without, okay, that's fine. But watch when you're paying those convenience fees, what makes sense for you or not.
Yeah.
So then, other thing, Lori, then I wondered if you knew, is it on your phone? And I don't have an Android, but I'm guessing it's pretty much the same. You can check to see if you're paying a subscription fee for your apps that are on your phone.
Yes.
Because sometimes you sign up for an app and so much per month and you kind of forget about it
because that happened to me.
Okay.
It was a couple of years ago. Mark and I were driving back from Tulsa back to Houston, and it was during March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
And he needed to listen to a game. And so I downloaded an app. I can't remember which app, and it was like 7 days free.
Yep.
You had to put in a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot. And then, like 6 months later, I'm like, why am I getting these notifications for this billing of this random app? Anyway, I had subscribed to it.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah. Learned that the hard way too.
So you can get rid of it on your phone. So you just go to your general settings, like go to settings and you just type in subscriptions and it will tell you what you have and you can opt out at that point. So
I didn't know that. It took me forever to figure out how to find it. I didn't know you could just type in subscription.
Yeah. General subscriptions and anybody who has children who might be playing with your phone and getting games and subscribing to games. I just said, this is just a little tip. You might want to check general settings. Just type in subscriptions. All of those will pop up and hopefully have no subscriptions, which is fine.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy.
They're good things to remember because they always get you it's free, but put in your credit card.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to put your credit card in anymore with some of these apps because you just have to like double approve because they've got everything in for this app. And you're like, okay, well, that's easy.
The card's tied to my phone.
Yes. Just,
yeah, that makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are our tips for today, Lori. I mean, it's really put your eyes on your bill each month, especially your credit card. Mm-hmm. Look at those recurring ones. See if there's anything you can get off of there. Be mindful of all those little extra fees that you could be putting money in your pocket rather than paying for something you're really not using. And then know your subscriptions and get rid of something if you can. So this was really about business this time. I'm staying pleasure, Lori.
It's all business. No pleasure. I don't take pleasure in any of this. That's why I don't do it.
Okay, next week we'll do something a little more fun.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed spending time with us because we enjoy spending time with you. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button or add the Business and Pleasure of Flowers to your Google morning routine or your flash briefing on Alexa. We look forward to seeing you next week.
So please come back and join us and discover how a bit of knowledge and one small change in your mindset can take you to new levels in your life and business.